This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on November 15, 2012. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
We will then move on to our last item on the agenda for today, which is the Audit Division Recommendation Memorandum on the Maine Republican Party, MRP A09-09. Commissioner McGann.
Thank you. I had objected because I wanted the chance to read the report because it's quite long. Whenever you audit the state party and you raise FEA, it's never, FEA meaning federal election activity, it never is easy to sort through it. So I've taken a look at it. I've gone through it. I've asked the audit staff here and there for clarification on things. In a break from my usual, I actually don't have any further questions. And unless I'm missing something and other colleagues have spotted an issue, I can support the audit report. So the objection was really just to make sure I could.
Is there a motion? Madam Vice Chair?
Well, sadly, I have issues with the audit report, so.
You do?
Yes.
Oh.
You didn't know?
No.
How did you not know? You really ought to talk to your staff. But my concern is that there are, that at least parts of recommendation finding, the recommendation with respect to finding 3A, are inconsistent with the recommendation that was made in the Kansas Republican Party audit and are not, I understand that recommendation split, but I was comfortable with that recommendation then. I'm still comfortable with that recommendation. You know, and it has to do with the basic issue of what do we do when the auditors look for records to document what's federal and what's non-federal, and the records aren't there. And, you know, commissioners have different views on what the consequences ought to be of having no records, but or not having all of the records that would make it easier for the auditors to conclusively determine what's federal and what's non-federal. But I think the problem is when there are no records, it leaves us in a quandary, because if we say, well, if there are no records, we can't make any findings, then that creates a perverse incentive to committees to throw out all their records because then they don't get any findings. So, you know, there might be some record-keeping finding, I suppose, in that case. But I do think this is a difficult issue and one that the Commission has disagreed with each other in the past. I'll just verify my own understanding, counsel. Do you agree that this recommendation is inconsistent with the recommendation that was made in the Kansas Republican case last year? Audit last year, not a case.
Commissioner, essentially, yes. I think when the audit division, in fairness to them, when they made some changes to the ADRM that is before you, and I don't think they changed, I don't think either of us noticed that they had failed to change the boilerplate sentence that says OGC concurs with this. The one, I guess the best thing for me to do is just sort of go down the 4 points regarding the non-federal payments from non-federal accounts at page two of the ADRM and just compare with Kansas There are $48,520 in administrative costs. There were some administrative costs in the Kansas Republican audit that the commission agreed should have been reported. I don't think any of those particular types, and the audit division can correct me on this if I'm wrong, I don't believe any of the types on which the commission agreed they should be reported are at issue here. I think these are the types of administrative apparent administrative costs on which the commission split in Kansas. Payroll and associated costs, that's actually, I don't think that was at issue in Kansas, but it was at issue in the Georgia audit and was the subject of a 3-3 split there. The voter identification, the committee has amended its reports to reflect that. And the printed materials that were not available for review, that also is a subject that was that's really pretty indistinguishable from Kansas.
So I think where that leaves me is I'm going to have to break up the motion because there's parts of this that I agree with and parts of it that I don't. I do agree with, and I think it's all in 3A and finding 3A. I do agree with finding 3A with respect to the voter identification, the $19,000 voter identification, because I think they did come up with some documentation on that. So what I'd like to, I'll just go straight to the motion so as not to belabor this unless people want to belabor it. Maybe people want to go to lunch.
They can always comment on your motions.
Yes. Okay. So my first motion will be that we approve the recommendations in the ADRM agenda document 12-75 with respect to findings 1, 2, 3B, 4, and the sub-finding related to voter identification, the $19,000 for voter identification in 3A.
Are there any questions on the motion or comments? Commissioner Walther?
Does staff have any comment on this?
Not at this time, no.
All right, so how do you view, you support this?
I do. It gives us guidance, hopefully, on how to proceed. That's always been a difficult area for us when we're auditing party committees, when we look at non-federal records, on how to approach not having the records, whether, some cases we can pursue it. We used to pursue it as a funding issue. And so any direction we can get in that area would be appreciated.
Okay, so the motion that I see breaks this out. I wasn't aware, by the way, either. I'm sorry not to be more prepared on it, but I guess one of the things that would be important to me is to know, do you disagree with the propriety of approving this motion in terms of your own professional judgment?
I don't disagree because the finding is a disclosure finding, and that's the direction that we took it in. And the items that remained undisclosed are not significant. So in our opinion, the committee has materially complied by amending their reports.
And with respect, you have a second motion, too, and that's what I'm wondering. Maybe we get the same comment now and just vote on both of them, or how do you feel about that?
Well, I'm breaking it out because I think this is the part that there's agreement on.
Right.
But the crux of the issue for me is that the recommendation with respect to the rest of it, and that'll be the second motion, is inconsistent with both the recommendation in the Kansas Republican Party audit of last year and my vote in that, and yours as well, in that case. So the purpose of my motion is to approve what is consistent with what we did last year, and to propose something else that would be consistent with what we did last year. I suspect that the first motion will garner a majority vote, and the second one won't. But that's life.
Any other comments on the motion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The ayes have it 6-0. Are there any other motions? Madam Vice Chair.
Thank you, Madam Chair. With respect to the recommendation with in finding, with respect to the recommendation with respect to finding 3A, I move that pertaining to pertaining to administrative costs $48,520, payroll and associated costs $14,999, and printed materials $11,500. I move that we approve a finding that the Maine Republican Party made potentially federal or allocable expenses from a non-federal account in the amount of $75,019, which required reporting. And just by way of explanation, that is exactly the recommendation that was made in analogous circumstances in the Kansas case, and I'm just trying to conform this to that.
Any comments or questions on the motion? All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
No.
No. The motion fails 3-3.
Anything else? No, we're good.
I think that we're good. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We will, as noted by the agenda, well, we will not be considering the Audit Division Recommendation Memorandum on McCain-Palin 2008 today, but we will do so in the near future. Ms. Orrick, are there any management and administrative matters to discuss?
There are none.
Hearing none, this meeting is adjourned. Thank you.